children home. Drive it through with my feelings. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Sing it unto him now. Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen and amen. You'll be a sanctuary for the Lord. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like turning your Bible, turn to Daniel 9. Daniel 9, and then we'll read two other verses. Be Daniel 9 and then Proverbs 29, verse 18, and then Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. So that's Daniel 9:24, Proverbs 29:18, and Deuteronomy 29:29. Good to see everybody. Good to have our visitor back there with us. As we always say, when you come one time to be among us, then you're a visitor. After then, you're just one of us, because we are just part of the body of Christ. And good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Remember, Wade is up at in Erie, Pennsylvania, speaking this weekend. Be flying back home tomorrow. So just remember that and keep him in your hearts and minds. Brother Harris will be preaching, Lord willing, this coming Wednesday. So remember that. And then Saturday will be our Bible study. It's coming Saturday, 6 o'clock, here at the church, will be our Bible study. So remember that also. I was talking to Brother Richard this morning, which he told me last week, and we prayed about it, but Sister Janice Wilson has still got bad back problems. She's having to go to the doctor and chiropractor and everything. And he said he was having to help her put her clothes on and all this morning. So just remember her and just pray that the Lord would touch her and take away that back problem, because it's, you know, if you've ever had back problems, then you can be sympathetic with other people. So it's one of those things that you can't find a comfortable place to do. If you lay down, you eventually got to get up, you know, and even if you find a place that's not hurting you so bad, then once you do move, that's it. So just remember her, to the Lord would touch. Remember each one. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you for you, Father, that you would be the one that would have the preeminence in each one of our hearts and lives today. We pray that you would just come and speak to us by thy word, that we may, Lord, walk in the light of understanding, that it might be revealed unto us the things that we have need of. And Lord, truly, we are a needy people, and we need a revelation more than anything in the world. So just come now and speak to our hearts and guide each one, that your love, Lord, could be made manifest in each one of us, that we may see you and want to walk in your light. Forgive our sins now and bless each one. Be with Wade there as he's away, Lord, and be traveling back tomorrow. Be with the others that sicknesses and things that are among us. You said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction, and we believe you. We commit it all to you now in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Wilson, Lord, and just let that old back problem be gone, because we can truly sympathize with her about her back a-hurting. So we pray that as today, when the service is going on and Brother Richard is speaking thy word, that, Lord Jesus, you would touch her by the revealed word and deliver her from that condition. We expect to hear about it. We believe you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll start off in Daniel 9:24. Then we'll go to Proverbs 29, and then we'll go to Deuteronomy 29. I'm just getting these verses kind of on what we're speaking on. Daniel 9:24 says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. All right, now let's go over to Proverbs 29:18. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. All right, now we'll go to Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, it's not just speaking of the law as a Ten Commandments law. It is speaking of the word of God, you know, to keep the word of God and to walk in the light of his love and all. It's not just speaking of us trying to keep the law. Also remember, Brother Aaron told me there a moment ago, Brother Herman Garland is to have open heart surgery on Wednesday, right? So just remember him, that the Lord would touch him. They found that he had some problems and all, and they want to go and do the operation. I talked to him downstairs at the fellowship meeting. I told him, I said, well, Brother Herman, we believe in doctors. We do. We do what the doctors say, but yet God is the healer. Right. So we depend upon God and him to take care of everything and, you know, and all. But he'll use man to do things. So we pray. Brother Tom, one time there, I remember we were there and he was fixing to have an operation. He told that doctor, he said, you stick your hands out here. And the doctor stuck his hands out. He said, I won't pray for them hands that's going to be operating on me. Well, that's a good point, you know. Pray that the Lord will take care of them hands. All right. Now, as we've been doing for quite a while now, we spoke on the 70 weeks of Daniel, and this will be message number 18 on it. But what we've been doing now is we've been taking, after we covered the series showing the 70 weeks to Israel and what their journey would be upon the earth, you know, and the things, and showing what the Bible says about that. And now we're taking those things of the sixfold purpose, as we call it, that we read there, you know, to bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the visions and all the things, you know, finish the transgression, make an end of sin, make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness. And the fifth one we left out because we know the sixth one is to anoint the most holy. But the fifth one is to seal up the vision and prophecy. And that's what we want to speak on today. Seal up the vision and prophecy, because that's, you know, we've been covering all of these things. And as I said to you, that many, many times, how that the coming of Gabriel to Daniel was to reveal to Daniel the entire journey of Israel, you know, from where they were and the building of the temple and all the way down, and then there would be gap in the time between where that God would be dealing with the Gentile dispensation, which is now, and then one day God will return to Israel in what is known as the tribulation period, or Jacob's trouble, you know, it's spoke of in the Bible, and then that way he will deal with Israel again after the bride of Christ has gone into rapture, and he'll deal with her, and then over, it'll even connect in to the anointing of the Most Holy, which is what we'll pick up this afternoon on speaking of the things for ourselves. But the one thing that we've talked about is all of those, there's the five things there, are on past the rapture of the church. All right, but if you remember, we covered that the sealing up of the vision and prophecy was back there. It was back there. It's not in the tribulation period, you know, after we leave, that he seals up the vision and prophecy. It was sealed up back there. All right. Now, Brother Branham said the angel came to Daniel and sealed up the prophecy and the vision. Now, he sealed up the entire book of Daniel. All right? Now, he didn't just seal up a certain wordings or certain things, because the entire book of Daniel is the time and journey of Israel, you know, and shows to the end to where that Michael the prince would stand up and all of the different things would happen. But those things are sealed up. Now, we know in Daniel 12, 1 through 4, in the fourth verse there, it says, seal up the things, Daniel. Seal it up. Until the end. All right? Now, we say, well, the prophecy to Israel was sealed. Now, I want you to get something. We say the prophecy of Israel, you know, is sealed up. Well, that's right. The vision of Israel, you know, to Israel was sealed up. As of this time, they don't have a vision. Their only vision they have or hopes is a time later to where God will begin to deal with Israel. Because he's not dealing with them now in the redemptive plan. And see, that's why I read it, and we'll use it again in a minute. Without a vision, the people perish. So that's what's wrong with Israel today. See? Now, they have the book to read. Right? They can read Daniel and his prophecies and the things. They can read all the Old Testament scriptures because they have those scrolls. And then if they kind of sneak away from their own way of seeing things and pick up a New Testament Bible, they can, you know, they can read those things. But as we talk about how that blindness in part has come to Israel so that you and I could come in and see, that's a veil over their eyes. All right? But now what I want you to see is, and it'll be very valuable in the latter part of the message, is that it's not just the book of Daniel that is sealed to Israel. Now they know those scriptures so well until it's been told of them. They could take a scroll, you know, rolled up, stick a pen in. That's just a hypothetical point, but it's just illustrating that they could tell you how many letters that pen would go through in the scroll because they've read it so many times. Right? But yet still they cannot see what the Old Testament was speaking of. Because the Old Testament was speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ. Then it was speaking of the Gentile dispensation and how the Gentiles would come to the light. Right. It speaks on all the way to the end of the world and Isaiah there and coming into the millennium and the things. Right. See? But they can't see it. Right. Now, I want to try to drive a point home to me and you. See? And this is what I'm talking about. They cannot see. Because when the book of Daniel was sealed up, we know it's blackened out to them because they can't see the plan of redemption. So they wouldn't be able to see any scripture. But to me, the book of Daniel is just like saying Isaiah. Isaiah is a complete Bible within itself. You know, 66 books, just like your Bible has 66 books and things. And it tells the beginning all the way to the end. Well, when I'm reading the book of Daniel, I'm reading it, looking at seeing even to the day that we're living where it says that Christ shall prosper and he'll come in by flattery and things and seeing how that those, the Roman Empire would come in and then how it would come on down the Medes and Persians and there on to pagan Rome and then turn out to be papal Rome, which is the Roman Catholic Church. See? And that would be the thing that you must watch. See? But it's, to me, what I'm trying to get you to see is that you don't have to read in ever, say like Genesis, and then you read at the end of and it was sealed. And then you read Exodus, and it was sealed. You know. No. Get what I'm talking about. See? It was sealed because they do not have the new birth. Right? They could take and catch things for a time element. They could be like David that could kill Goliath because of the faith he had in his heart, the bear, the lion, the things. But yet the same man would turn right around and commit adultery with one of his mighty men's wife, you know. Try to hide that up and how the man killed. See? All right? See, nobody in that Old Testament could understand. They couldn't understand the end. They could only understand what was said for their time or whatever to do. You know, Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. Take this and go out there and kill all of them Philistines. But that was just a statement for a time element. Israel, come out of Egypt, go up. Sure, that was fine. But that was just a statement for a time element. You know, something at the time for them to do. Because the Bible said even the prophets desired to look into the things you and I see. But they couldn't see it. Because why? Because they don't have the new birth. Now the prophet, I'll give it to you in a minute when we get over to our part. See, the Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the Word. It doesn't matter how many times you read it. See? Now, I want to repeat this over and over, so I'll say it now. It don't matter how many times you read the Bible. It don't matter how many times you've read this message. You could have it totally memorized until you could tell every letter, every word, everything, and still be totally lost. Because Israel was. They knew those Old Testament scrolls, and today they know those Old Testament scrolls. But they're lost to the plan of redemption. Right. Now watch what we get to in a minute now. Gabriel came to Daniel to reveal the entire journey, as I said, to Israel. But before Daniel could do anything, that was sealed up. Daniel 12, now verse 4. Seal it up. Now, if something is sealed up, then nobody can see it. So, see, Israel couldn't have a vision. They hold within their hands the actual prophecies. They study those prophecies every day. But yet it has not brought a vision to them other than a coming Messiah. You know, they're just looking for something to come. That's what I told that guy over in Israel. I said, you're looking for the Messiah to come. We believe the Messiah's already come. The only difference is the way you believe it and what we believe it. We believe the Messiah's already come, but you're looking for it. I said, then let us pray for you because we believe the Messiah's here. And let us pray for you that the Lord take that rash off of you. Brother Dean and I prayed for him, and the Lord took it off of him. Well, like the prophet said, God comes down every day and heals those Israelites and the people around the world. He heals the Buddha, the Hindus, the Muslims, the whatevers, you know. And they still don't even recognize him as Jesus Christ. Because if anybody's ever healed, it had to be Christ that done the healing. Because he's the one paid the price. Right. Now, get what I'm saying now. But Israel, there's no way for them to know. Yet they can, as I said, they can read the prophecy. I want that drilled into your thinking. They can read the prophecies, and they read the prophecies every day. But unless that can be revealed to them by the Holy Spirit, there is no vision to them. And without a vision, the people perish. All right? Now, no one, what's my point now? I'm trying to pick up and we'll go on now. No one knows the truth of the book of Daniel. Now listen to what I'm saying. Israel doesn't know it. No church knows it. Now listen. No theologian has ever been able to understand the book of Daniel. Now sure, they can get certain things. Schofield, great footnotes on some of what he says about the book of Daniel. Because there's a lot of it that are natural things. Or the Medes and Persians or Romans or Grecians, etc., etc. Because once it was explained to a little degree there by the writer, then they could pick those things up. But they still, now watch my point, they can't say, this is thus saith the Lord. They say, what's your opinion? What do you think? My theology says this. What is your theology? So they're split all over the world about the little book of Daniel. Now, no one can understand it, and it has not been, now listen, been understood by anyone until the end time. Even Paul and Peter and them, the great understandings, Paul would have of the scrolls and the things and come over and preach Christ. I'm not saying he didn't understand more than the Jews of the old, or Israelites, you know, understood. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he even couldn't see it. Why? Because to Daniel he said, seal it up until the end time. It's sealed up until now. And there's no denomination. I know you've heard of Larkin and different people like that, and they had great drawings of the book of Daniel, and there's been great things said, but in no way has that ever been brought out to be the truth. No one could say they had thus saith the Lord until the end time. Now, if you had nothing else in the Bible that had to be revealed, then the book of Daniel would seal up the Bible unto you. You know, doesn't matter how much you claim you understand, because that's the way people do. Oh, I understand Isaiah, I understand Jeremiah, I understand Genesis, but Daniel. How can you understand Isaiah then? It takes the same God that would reveal Isaiah to you, it would take the same God to reveal Daniel to you. And he cannot reveal it to a theologian. Because he goes to his theology every time. It can only be revealed to the bride of Jesus Christ, who has the very spirit of the author. It's a very special class of people. See, we are a very blessed people. Because this was not even revealed. Get what I'm saying? This wasn't revealed in the great book of Acts. This wasn't revealed through Paul and the writings of the Corinthians, the Ephesians, and the Colossians, and all of the writings of Paul and Peter and James and John and everything. But yet the book of Daniel was sealed up until the end time. How do you know that, brother? Because the Bible said it would be. The angel said, seal it until the time of the end. All right? Now, there's nobody can understand it. But we're a very special people. A prophetic people. Made to be able to understand. And see, the reason Paul and him couldn't understand, because it was sealed. Right? See, had they been able to understand the book of Daniel, they would have possibly been able to understand some of the things that maybe Jesus said in Matthew 24. When he spoke of the seals and the, you know, six seals in Matthew 24. See, had they had known that of Daniel and the things, they could have understood those things. But you can't understand the seals without understanding Daniel 70 weeks. Right? See? And that's the thing that everybody in the message fights against, to say, oh, I just can't understand Daniel. Now tell me. You on the internet out there, tell me. Where is anybody? Send it to me. I'll read it. I'll listen to the tapes. Send them to me where anybody has ever tried to explain Daniel 70 weeks. All right, there's something wrong then. You're approaching things in the wrong direction. Because to me, if you can understand Daniel 70 weeks, that's the only way you'll understand the seals. Well, I'll just read what the prophet says. There's more written down here, so just keep that in mind. I just believe what the prophet says. Now, you tell me them Israelites wasn't telling Jesus they believe what the Bible said? You tell me them Israelites today is not telling the people? Go talk to one. I believe what the prophets say. You say, well, what about Isaiah 9 and 7? Oh, one day there'll be a Messiah come. But they don't understand. And listen, do you see what I mean? This book of Daniel cannot and will not be made known to anyone but the bride of Jesus Christ. No. You say, yeah, but we can read. See, it will be revealed to the bride because it would seal up the whole book and she gets the revelation of the entire book and all the mysteries is made known to the bride of Christ because we are the people of God and God said even to Abraham and we claim to be the seed of Abraham by faith, by the new birth. He said, can I keep anything from Abraham? That's why I read there in Deuteronomy 29:29. There are things that God will not reveal to you and I while we're upon this world because that Bible said it would. The secret things belong unto God. But the things that are revealed belong unto His children. Well, we claim to be the children of God. Then the secret things can be made known to us here. And then we go into rapture. Then God will go to Israel. Then He will reveal to Israel the book of Daniel. I'm just using the book of Daniel as one thing, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. To me, the whole Bible is sealed. The whole Bible is sealed to Israel because they can't see Jesus Christ. Then you tell me that you can have a Trinitarian doctrine and say the Bible's open to you and you're a Gentile. Well, that blessed Holy Trinity, there's no such thing. It comes from hell. So it's the product of the Catholic Church handed down to the Protestants. And they brought it out and God had to wink at it until the truth came. But get what I'm saying. There's no way for no one to understand the book of Daniel until the end time because the Bible said they would. They seal it up until the time of the end. It cannot be understood until God's time. Right. See, then it's not to just read the scriptures and say, and we say we understand what is said, and oh, we have a vision. Now, I'm not talking about somebody have a vision of to go to Africa and preach the gospel. I'm not talking about like that, all right? I'm talking about a Bible vision coming by the revealing of the Word.
Right.
When God revealed to Martin Luther, I've done preached to you, the coming of the Lord's revealing of His Word.
Right.
When Martin Luther was revealed, the just shall live by faith, that brought him a vision.
Right.
All of his teachings in the Catholic Church brought no vision to light.
Right.
He had studied the Scriptures and things, but that brought no vision to it. But when he saw the just shall live by faith, that was his vision. You know how I've been through with John Wesley. He come to America to convert the heathen. And said, Lord, I need to be converted. Why? Because a vision struck him of sanctification. A vision struck on the day of Pentecost, you know, Azusa Street, Pentecost. A vision struck of the gifts and the revealing of Christ back in the church. That brought a vision to the people. Because without a vision, you'll perish. Has this message brought a vision to your heart?
Amen.
You know, a desire, a longing for to see the very God that we've spoken of all the time. Has it brought us a vision? But it's not just to read. It must be revealed.
Amen.
Now, I say, so you can do what you want to with this statement, I say the entire Bible is is sealed to everyone but the bride of Jesus Christ. Old or New Testament. Only the bride of Jesus Christ in the end time will see the vision. And this message then is a prophecy. Because a prophecy is setting an order of scriptures. Not prophesying now. That's, you know, you could say there's going to be a storm come through Lula and destroy it at 2 o'clock, you know, whatever. That's prophesying. When you say prophecy, S-Y, P-R-O-P-H-E-S-C-Y, prophecy, that is a setting an order of scriptures. So we're told, seal up the vision and the setting in order of scriptures until the end time. I don't believe you understand the Bible just because you can read. Well, brother, I mean, I've read it 18 times. Amen. Praise God. Read it one more. But before you read it, ask God to reveal it to you. There's plenty of people that's read the Bible over and over and can quote it by memory and are Trinitarians. Now, that's hard to comprehend, isn't it? You know, we make this simple statement a lot of times. Then the seventh angel had to be a prophet for God to reveal the word to. Now, I believe the entire word had to be brought by the prophet and revealed to us. But if you just want to hold with one thing, the book of Daniel. You know, if you just want to stay with that one thing, the book of Daniel was sealed until the prophet come in the end time to bring the message. All right? Because, see, it was sealed up back there. Daniel, seal it up. The book of Daniel is an entire journey of mankind upon earth, if you'll read it. Seal it up. Because you can't understand the vision. But one day there will be a setting in order of scriptures by a prophet that will be prophecy unto you. Then it will bring a vision unto you. A vision is like an opening or a clarity of things. See, it says in the Bible that they had no open vision. That didn't mean people didn't long and want to go out of the land or whatever, but they didn't have an open vision to tell them what to do. And without that, the people perished. All the mysteries of God we talk about are to be revealed to the children of God. And I believe that. But the people of the message say the Bible has been revealed because the prophet told us. And they'll hold the Bible up and they'll say, now there's the Bible, and they'll hold the book up, now there's the revelation. Now, knowing no more about the Bible than the children of Israel know about the Old Testament scrolls.
That's right.
And what it contained.
That's right.
It's like I told you about there a while ago. Don't think of law all the time as just Ten Commandments. Right. But you know what the Ten Commandments were? Not a book of rules. The Ten Commandments was a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right.
God in letter form, right, written down. That's not a book of rules. You're not reading it correctly. See, it must be revealed to us or there's no vision.
Right.
Now, Oral Roberts, they say, has in his university, college, right, all of the tapes and the things of Brother Brown's message. And if they look at those things and talk about it, maybe do what do you call those words, the little essays or what you call the word there? You know, off of that, little speeches and the things, or little things. A man came one time, he wanted to know a little bit what I believe, because in college he was going to make a thing, and he said it was on strange doctrines. I said, well, good. He said, I thought I'd come to you and talk to you. Well, what was so funny was he was supposed to have sat and listened to me explain what I believe. Well, the first thing I said was there's no such thing as a Trinity, and we never, I don't know what he wrote in that thing, because it never went any further. He was arguing with me like everything. I was just laughing like everything. I said, you're supposed to be asking me what I believe.
That's right.
You know, we never did get down to really writing down what I believe, because every time I'd say something I did believe, it'd just shoot and it'd go haywire for the longest. I laughed. I said, you're supposed to be writing what I believe. And no, he couldn't stand it, see. But see, just because Oral Roberts has all of the books and the tapes, doesn't mean that he knows anything about this message. I'm not nothing against him. That's his business. It'll just be a condemnation to him if he does have it without understanding. That's between him and God. You understand what I'm saying? I don't kick denominations or anything like that. I just say that this message can't be revealed to a denomination. It can only be revealed to the bride of Jesus Christ. And in the bride of Jesus Christ is a whole lot more denominations than ever has been out there. That's why it's not revealed. You said, but Brother Dale, I've got the revelation. I've got the books. You know, I've got the books. Well, the Daniel 70 Weeks book has been put out. It was one of the, probably about the first ones or so. Brother Tatum can probably remember more about it. Brother Don Ginn back there. But it was among the first books that were put out. You know, by the time I got to set the seal books and the things like that, you know, by the time we got some of those, we were getting the 70 Weeks book. It used to be in three books. You know. All right. Now, well, today, that is still the most misunderstood things the prophet has said. Huh? But see, has it been revealed to you? Well, now listen. It was made known to Daniel. Now, here ought to clarify something to you the prophet said. Brother Brown said Daniel heard the thunders, but said he didn't understand. Now, the prophet said the thunder was the revelation of God in the seals when the seal broke. All right? So when they broke to the prophet, did that make you and I understand? I can read the book. That's what I said. That man said that time when I preached, you know, I said, this is my revelation. Boy, he cut me off. He used to be a wonderful friend of mine. He cut me off. He sent back word that said, I don't have no revelation. Said, the prophet's got a revelation. That's my revelation. Well, I laughed again because he said the same thing I did. He said he had a revelation that Brother Brown was the one that had the revelation. So I just laughed and forget it, you know. All right? Now listen. You cannot understand the Bible. We're talking to Lula today, not somewhere else now. Anybody on tape hear this, that's up to you. But you cannot understand the Bible or the prophet's message, either way you want to say it, no more than the denominations can understand it. Just because you read it doesn't mean you understand. Israel read those scrolls. They're still doing it. They do not understand. Oh, but Brother Dale, they don't have a new birth. Maybe that's what I'm trying to get you to see. Maybe that's what I'm trying to get you to see. If you don't understand the 70 weeks of Daniel, maybe you don't have a new birth. Because God is not a respecter of persons. If he revealed it to me, he'll reveal it to you. If you have the same qualification, not the teacher ability, not the length of the message, not the thing. No, because that don't have anything to do with revelation. Revelation is sovereign. God gives it to who he chooses, just like the new birth is sovereign. He doesn't give it to you because of your education or lack of education. He doesn't give it to you because of your sincerity or lack of sincerity. He gives it to you because he promised it in the Word. It's up to you to receive it. Huh? But now, do you understand what I'm getting at? Just because it was made known to Daniel, immediately it was sealed up. Now that'd be like me giving something to Brother Addison there, and you know, I'd tell him now, I've got some money hidden, and I won't tell you where the key's at. I said, now the key is under the floorboard of my car. You know, the truck. Huh? Yeah. But the Holy Spirit would say, now seal that up. And no matter how much Brother Dick could try to remember that or to speak of that, he could never find the key. Do you understand? I'm trying to illustrate. Do you understand what it means when you seal something up? Now, some of us is getting old enough that we know exactly what I'm talking about. Without a revelation, you're getting old enough to know. I told you about it. My wife and I used to go to town, and we'd try to help each other remember what we was going after because we'd forget it. Well, then it wasn't long after the end of both of us go to town, both of us forget what we went after and get back home and say we forgot to get what we went after. Now, a lot of you ain't old enough for that yet. You got it coming. I've always told my wife she would never have Alzheimer's because there's no way because they claim Alzheimer's because of lack of use of your brain. And I said, you'll never have it, you know, because she's so smart. But there's one thing about it, is she's getting more relaxed in it now, too. So, you understand what seal up something means? When it was sealed up to Daniel, he heard those thunders. He heard what was said. He penned what was said. But immediately from his ability to understand was removed the thing that God was trying to show him. And just because he could go back and maybe reread what he said, you know, wrote down what he read. What he wrote down, he probably read those things. Oh, he said, "Man, why did I write that? I don't understand that. All I see is these animals raise up, these things come up, this comes up, the bear, the lion. All I see is, I don't understand why. Because it was removed from him. It was sealed up. And just because you and I have read the Bible." I had read it many, many times before I heard of this prophet's message. Hadn't you? Some of you had read the Bible many times, right, Brother Tatum, before you heard of Brother Brown's message. But yet, that didn't make it revealed to me. Just like Brother Branham get over in the seal book after he's told us all the things. He gets into the seal book and wrong about questions and answers before he even gets to the seventh seal. He said, it's gone from you and there's no way for you to understand. He said, that's hard for me to say. But Brother Don was sitting there, Brother Tatum, Sister Tatum, some of you were sitting there. People was hollering amen when he said, it's gone from you. Go check it. He says, gone from you, and there's no way you've ever seen it. There's people hollering, amen, amen. I thought, but that had been one time I'd have been tight mouthed. I'd have been saying, oh me. But he said it'd be revealed right around the end time, because you put that together with when he finishes on the seventh seal. But now listen, church. Jesus said, you don't understand my speech, John 8:43. You can read that later if you want to, but I'll quote it to you. You can't understand my speech, not because he spoke in Spanish. It said that he spoke in Aramaic, which was a common language of the people, so then the scholars could understand the language of the common people. Maybe the common people couldn't understand the high Yiddish words was used by the great scholars, like it is today, you know. These people come along and, what is your input? I think I know input. I got some understanding. Well, that's what I said. No, you didn't. I didn't understand what you said. But listen, Jesus said, you can't understand my speech. What? Even because you cannot hear my word. What do you mean? You speak in Aramaic. We understand your speech. And we truly can repeat everything you said. He said, you don't understand my words. You don't understand my speech. You don't understand nothing I'm saying. Why? Because it takes the Holy Ghost to reveal it. And they didn't have the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost could anoint them, they could do great things. They didn't have the Holy Ghost as an inward being. If you don't have the Holy Ghost as an inward being, you don't have the revealed word. Because the Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the word. Page 47, Christ the mystery of God revealed. The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the divine revelation of Jesus Christ. Not because you read. Well, we understand Daniel 70 weeks because we've read the book. One certain brother one time, I remember saying something about it. He said, well, I just heard that message the other day. When I got through quoting, he said, I didn't hear that. I said, well, if you heard that message, you know, read it out of the book. Yeah. I just gave him the book. I said, read it out of the book. He said, well, I didn't hear that. See what he's saying? I didn't hear that. I was asleep. I was tied up by something else or something else come up. I didn't hear that. Because that's very easy to do, isn't it? But listen. But as Gabriel came to Daniel to reveal, the Holy Ghost has to come to you and I to reveal. Now, I stated that over and over and over unto you. Now, I'll say this one that I've said many times. Then God doesn't go to Israel to condemn her of her sins. God goes to Israel in the tribulation just as Joseph did to his brethren. And when he does, he greets them and says not one word about what they've done. Because when they see him, that's when their sin is made an end. When they see him, that's when it's everything is done. That's when the vision is open. The vision is sealed until Israel sees him. Then the vision is open. The prophecy that they've studied and prayed about will one day no longer be just a prophecy. It becomes a vision in their heart. Has this message become a vision to you, or is it just letters on a page? Has the Bible become a vision to you, or is it just letters? I remember when I was preaching back there in 82 and 83 on the seals, and I got down to the end of it, and I said, the Bible became a brand new book. I said, see, we've got to go into eternal life from here. Well, you know what one brother done with me about that? He totally cut me off. He rejected because he said, there ain't nothing but seven seals, and that's it. I said, I ain't talking about no eight seals. I'm talking to you that it goes into eternal life. He said, yeah, but that would just be a seven. I said, the seven's not eternal. Seven is time. Eight is eternal life. I said, when the prophet said he saw a brand new book, I said, the Bible will become a brand new book when those seals broke to me. And I said, then read every title after then. Christ the mystery of God revealed, future home, things that are to be. Read just the titles of the sermons after the prophet. Who is this Melchizedek? He went into eternal life. See, he said, you got something out beyond the millennium. I said, that's right. The prophet brought the future home beyond the millennium. The number eight. But listen, I'm not throwing off on him. Because God didn't reveal it to him. I knew that then, I know it now. Had he revealed to him what I was saying, he wouldn't have had no trouble with it. But has he revealed it to you? Just because it become a new book to me, it don't make it a new book to you. Well, we go to Lula, we got what Brother Dale says. You can die and go to hell saying that too. Now listen to what I'm going to try to say for a minute. And you'll see what's wrong with the people of the message. And you'll see what's wrong with me and you. Huh? People think because the prophet said it, that reveals it. This is the written word. This is the spoken word. They'll hold them up, you know, like this. They'll hold a Bible up and they'll hold a book up. This is the spoken word. Well, amen. But has that been revealed? And watch. See, this message is a prophecy. This message is a setting in order of scriptures.
Right.
Prophecy, not prophesying. Prophecy. This message is a prophecy. We say, yes, but Brother Dale, the prophet said, look at the clock. It's 2:00. Said, the third pull is at hand. The third pull is the opening of the Word. I know that. But until it's revealed, it's not opened.
That's right. Amen.
Just because you carry it don't make you one with it.
That's right.
Now, Brother Branham made a statement one day. He said, it's hard to get one man to believe another one.
Amen.
And I agree. It's hard for us to believe one another.
That
we say, God told me to bring this. Well, you know the reason why? It's because there's so many people say, God told me this when God didn't tell them. I mean, that's understandable. That's like I've told you about a lot of the ministers of this message. I don't want to listen to them. Why? Because they're not sin of God. You're not sin of God and preach error once truth is revealed. Well, sure, we all preach error until truth is revealed. We still have error until truth is revealed. So truth is the only thing that can bring a vision.
Amen.
In other words, Jesus said, you shall know the vision. And it'll set you free.
That's right.
See, we say, but Daniel spoke it. Now, I want to try to get something to you. I preached this years ago. And I tried to get a point across. And I don't know where it was took too good then. And I'll try again. The prophet said, it's hard to get one man to believe another. Why? Because it's a mortal man. Because we're looking at a mortal man. It was hard to get the people to believe Brother Branham, right? If not, why did the angel say what he said to it? He said, if you'll get the people to believe, you and what you're saying, he said, not even cancer will stand in your way. Well, cancer stood in a lot of people's way because it couldn't believe the prophet. Because of misconceptions by other people, because of things that were said by other people, it turned away and they could not follow the end time message. But now, I want you to think about something. Because without a vision, the people perish. And if a prophecy is setting an order of scriptures, then if that's not revealed to you and I, we do not have a vision today. We can talk all we want to. We can talk about a future home. But unless that's been revealed to you, you're only dealing with a prophecy. Well, let me just say what the prophet says. Now, that goes into the word prophesy. All right? And you could prophesy all your life that way, you know, speaking what somebody else says, because that's what prophesy is, you know, that way. You understand the difference? And my spelling may be wrong. You just correct it and forget it and put it in the right place. But one of those words means prophecy means a setting in order of scriptures with a C-Y on the end. But when you put the S-Y on there, that means you're speaking what somebody else says. Like Brother Woodby told Brother Dick one time, said, I heard what you said, now tell me what you said. Yeah, tell me what you meant. Well, I meant what I said. Yeah. But listen. When, I want you to catch something, and then you'll see what it is. Daniel was to write down what he saw, right? But once he wrote it, And not having the Holy Spirit that told him what to write as an inward person by the new birth. Now, I hope you understand my wording, because I don't have enough education to explain it, but just what I see. God didn't have to tell him to seal it up, because he had no way to understand what was said. But he told him to seal it up where you and I would be able to see it. Because he had no ability to be able to understand what was said to him. And you do what you want to. Oh, he was a prophet. That's right. All he could see was symbols. That's why they desired to look into this day and could not see this day. Because he did not have the new birth to be able to see with. But yet, those with the new birth. Now, you agreed with it a while ago, so let's see if you'll keep agreeing with it. Because that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost, not whether you agree with the Word, it's whether the Spirit in you keeps on agreeing with it. If what's in me ever stops agreeing with the Word, I'll know it's not the Holy Spirit. Agrees with the Word, is the statement the prophet made. Keeps on agreeing. Daniel could not have understood what was said, even though he saw it. Because he didn't have the inward experience of the Holy Spirit to reveal it to him. But then the scroll of Daniel was written and preserved. And Paul, a great scholar, so you agreed to it a while ago, let's see if you keep on. The great scholar, the Apostle Paul, knew probably the very word by word, maybe even memorized the book of Daniel. But he couldn't see it. Now he's got the Holy Spirit. That's why it was told him, seal it up. Now if you go read in the book, you'll see why I said that. If you go read back what the prophet said on about paragraph 118 right through there, I believe it is, of the sixfold purpose, you hear him saying that Daniel understood these things. Daniel saw it, but it was sealed up to him. He couldn't do it. He said the things he spoke of were maybe while he was in the spirit of prophecy and the taking, the writings, and the doing, he probably had a good, clear understanding of what was going on. Maybe he saw certain things, but all at once it said, seal it up. Okay? Take it back, Daniel. I took it from you. There's no way. There's no way for you to understand. Paul, why couldn't you understand? Because it was told to Daniel to seal it until the end time. All right? Now, you were following me a while ago, so now let's see if you keep following me. Paul, you can't understand that. Why? Because Daniel says it was sealed up until the time of the end. And the prophet said, this message. Now, that's what he's being, in other words, the end time message. That's why this prophet had to be a prophet. See, this messenger had to be a prophet. But it was sealed up. Well, Paul, didn't you ever read that? Sure, I read it. Well, didn't you ever preach the sermons on it? Yeah. I preached a lot of sermons on it. Because that was where I got the mystery of iniquity from. Come on. That's where I got the man of sin being revealed, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself to be as God. I got it reading the Old Testament writings, but then seeing it by prophecy of a future event, and I prophesied of it. And I wrote it. I made it a prophecy. I made it a setting in order of scriptures. But Paul, did you understand? No! Because if I'd understood, I would have put it in the writings. that I understood. And see, as Brother Branham said, the flood caused the world to tilt and throw it into the 365 and a fourth days of the spinning of the earth and not leave it on the 360. He said, thereby, it put the church where they couldn't understand. And said, no way that she could figure out the day nor the hour. Said, because it was sealed up to her. So is it that when Paul spoke of these things, now how many sermons have you ever heard on, preached on different things while you were back there in the denominations? I knew the Bible said before I read of, before I ever heard of Brother Branham, I knew what the letter of the word said. He didn't have to reread there in Thessalonians where the Lord himself shall descend from heaven to shout. And I never did agree with the fact that there was going to be a ta-doot, 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 ta-doot horn, maybe. You know, the trumpets and the things. But how many times did we read that? And claiming the Holy Spirit. Maybe to some of you, I didn't have it. What I'm getting at is there's no way for it to be revealed until God's time. Brother Branham, a prophet of God, thus saith the Lord many, 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 many thousands of times. And he preached on the seals and the things. But then one day God said, you got to get this 70 weeks out of the way before you can go on to the seals. The man that thought he had told all of it, thought he'd preached the seals. Go back in 55 or right along in there where he preached. But he said, now I see it's not until this time. Now it can be understood. Not just because I'm going to speak it, but because that I do speak it is the problem. Now let's talk about that just a minute. It's hard to get one man to believe another because you're listening to a man. It's hard for you to get out of the way what you're looking at. And do you realize that immediately upon speaking something, that the very fact that you speak it seals it? The very fact that you speak it seals it up. Because you can't reveal anybody anything.
That's right.
Brother Branham couldn't reveal it. Jesus said even my own life didn't reveal that, Peter.
Right.
But see, that goes with what we were talking about a while ago. Oh, we read the message. We've listened to all the tapes. We know all that Brother Branham said about the 70 weeks of Daniel. We know all he said in the seals. But if it's not revealed, we only have an intellectual conception which makes it blinding to the eyes. Because it doesn't bring a vision. You may have the prophecy. But if that prophecy doesn't come forth and make a vision in your heart or a revelation, do you understand what I'm saying? A revelation. If it's not revealed, you don't know what Brother Ram is talking about. If it's not revealed, you don't know what Brother Dale's talking about.
Right.
If it's not revealed, you don't know anything that any preacher talks to you about.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you talk to Brother Branham personally about something. That don't make it revealed to you.
Right.
Why would Raymond Jackson up there hollering toot all of his life about he's riding a horse too? But you better remember his was black. Brother Brown told him, you've done a little riding, but said, get off the trail. In other words, you can't ride up here where I'm at. That horse of yours is too small. You know what I'm saying. I'm not against him. I'm just saying he knows all about what Brother Brown said about that because he had personal interviews. But he didn't listen to what Brother Brown said. Has it been revealed to you and I what this message really is? That's why the 70 weeks of Daniel's, the seals, the trumpets, the vials, the blood, is nothing to me but the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, and I don't mean that wrong is nothing to me, but I mean that's what it is.
Amen.
It is not anything else. It's not a revelation of times and elements and places and cities and doing. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Right.
It's Christ revealing himself to you by way of what somebody says. Now, let's get it correct. Unless somebody says it to us, there's no way for us to understand it. How can he hear without a preacher, and how can he be preached unless he be sent? So Brother Branham had to speak it.
Right.
So then I don't have to tell Aaron everything Brother Branham said. He can get a revelation by reading what Brother Branham says.
Right.
But that means somebody spoke it.
Right.
All right. But now, how come the next door neighbor didn't get it?
Right.
And yet he read the same book, maybe. Just, you know, illustrated. Maybe he had a greater understanding than Aaron did. Maybe he'd read a whole lot more of the books than Aaron had read. Well, what's the difference? A revelation. A man can claim a vision all he wants to. Oh, this message brought a vision to my heart. I know what the Antichrist is. I know what this is. I know what that is. They're coming out of oil. They're doing this. They're doing that. And Aaron goes right down the road saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Why? Because it's been revealed. See, when Daniel wrote that down, there was no way for anybody to comprehend that until the Holy Spirit would get in the heart of man. When Brother Branham spoke the message, you understand what I'm saying? Why did he say it like that? He said, it's gone from you. Oh, everybody thinks that's that great tent vision, that's that great, he'd take it to the grave, he'd do all. You read what you want to, all I'll do is just read what he said. He said, it's gone from you and there's no way for you to know it. Now, Brother Don and Brother Tatum were sitting there. I mean, are you going to say, tire that out, because I understood everything he said? No, neither one of them never said that. I've never had anybody in this message to say, well, I'll tell you what, I understood him. Because if they had, I'd have said, you're a liar. That'd just been the next word. I said, you're a liar. Because the prophet said you did.
Right.
Right, that don't belittle anybody, does it? Brother Tatum, does that make you feel little? It ought to make you feel big. Because he said right around the coming of the Lord, something would happen. What? It's going to be revealed to you what he said back there a long time ago. Now he sits and listens to the tapes. And he'll tell you today that he has a whole lot more understanding about what Brother Branham said. Because, see, I've talked with him today than he did when he heard it back there. Is that right, Brother Don? You sit there and listen to those things and you hear what the prophet had to say. But yet, it's taken time. Because what it's done by the Holy Spirit is produced a vision into your heart. Made a vision in your heart. And without a vision, you perish. But with a vision, you have the things that are revealed. You understand why I'm reading those scriptures? The secret things belong unto God, but those things that are revealed are belonging to his children. By vision in your heart, you have a revelation of Jesus Christ. Brother Harris told me, he said, Brother Dale, tell me what that 70 weeks is. Draw it out and write it. He remembers this as well what I told him. I said, brother, it wouldn't do me no good for me to write it out. Well, I'm sure when he first heard those words maybe from me, he thought, well, what kind of a preacher is this guy? You know, I was just telling him the truth. He caught it and he said, that's right. I didn't draw it. I didn't put anything out to where he could do it. I said, I've made some drawings. You can find them. Or you can listen to the tapes. You can do that. He did. And one day we was having a meeting right here on it. And so people came and Brother Harris got up and spoke. Brother Harris didn't explain every detail or everything about the 70 weeks, but he said so much about the truth of it until even a Pentecostal man that had come with Brother Hantus got up later and he said, "You're not saying what the denominations say about Daniel's 70 weeks." That man caught enough to he could at least see. He said, "You're not saying what they say." Because it had become a vision in the man's heart. But just remember, the vision in my heart, Brother Aaron, is not your vision. You've got to have your own. You've got to have your own revelation. You can quote what I say, but that is not a revelation. I have never tried to get you to lean upon that type of a thing at all. Because here's the last statement I'll make. Because you know what happened back there? He sealed it up. Now watch, he sealed it in a book. A book we call the Bible, right? But you know, once it's revealed in the last days to you and I, you know what that does? That puts that prophecy right into your heart, and now it's sealed. By putting it into the bride of Jesus Christ, it automatically sealed it. Nobody else can see it. That's why the denomination, Sister Gail, can't understand. We're not against anybody. They can't understand. Why? Because you're talking about yourself.
Right.
That's not throwing off on them. It wasn't time.
Right.
Now's the time to reveal.
Right.
It's not throwing off on anybody. It's putting it where it's at. Now it's sealed up in you. You are the vision and prophecy. Brother Danny, you're exactly what Brother Brown spoke of.
Right.
And we'll get to it a little bit later on because I just thought, well, where in the world am I going next? And it's kind of opened up a little. Brother Brown said the brightest part of the mystery must be revealed.
Amen. That's right.
See, this message brings a vision into you of Almighty God revealing Himself to you. That's why the women don't cut their hair, don't paint their face, don't wear ungodly clothes. That's why the men don't run around here with long-haired hippies and everything else. Why? Because a vision in your heart changes the life that you live outward. And if it doesn't, there is no vision. You're just following words of a prophet. See, when God revealed it, one more time, when He revealed what Brother Brown says to you, don't worry about it. I was talking to this brother one day, and I was talking about this other brother, and he told me, he said, "Brother Dale, you better be careful." I said, "Why?" He said, "Anybody can straighten out that brother," said, "you'll get exalted." I said, "Don't worry about it. There's too many devils following me for me to get exalted. I got too much problems because I know who I am." Because you see, I know and realize that when I open my mouth to try to tell you what I see in my heart, the only way you can see what I'm talking about is for the Holy Spirit to be in your heart. You say, "Well, Brother Dale, I just don't understand very much." The least, smallest, minute revelation of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell cannot prevail against. That's why the prophet said, "Christ the mystery of God revealed," that this message could be revealed to the most illiterate.
That's right.
But the way I hear the preachers preach, it's not even revealed to the intellectual. Oh, I got a mystery here. I got a mystery here. I can't explain this mystery, but I got a mystery. I'm trying to tell you the mystery, but I can't explain the mystery. I had it in here, but I'm not. Let's stand together. Well, because I couldn't get to the mystery. I want to go up, take the page, and look at it and say, "Hey, let me at least read it." No, but I've got a mystery. I got something right here I want to speak to you a while about. I ain't got time now. See, that's all those are excuses, and I'm not throwing off on anybody. I'm just saying, when I get down to the end of it, I just say, "Okay, we'll take this up next time."
Right.
Come on, Brother Dick. Let's stand. We'll take this up next time. We'll go on talking about the mystery. But I realize, church, what I'm trying to tell you is, I realize that when I speak it to you, that doesn't reveal it. You let somebody come in here and hear one sermon, especially the way I preach. Brother Harrison said this about me many times, and I'm sorry, that's just the way I preach. But he said, somebody hear you one time, he said, they don't understand you.
That's right.
But said, if they'll hang around a little while.
That's right.
And listen.
That's
the secret. Sister Rachel back there, she was talking about it. Mr. Canada, she was talking about it, you know. Said, when she comes, she heard me speak. She didn't know what in the world I was talking about. Well, after a while, it just kind of settled in. Now she can understand me. Because you see, what she's found is that I'm talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about myself or trying to build some kind of kingdom. I'm trying to get people to see Jesus Christ. That's what the prophet was trying to do. But his message became a prophecy. A setting in order of Scripture. But a prophecy must be revealed. Once it's revealed, it becomes a vision, not of your eyes, but in your heart, by revelation. Go ahead, brother.
That's sign number 264 in the red book.
264 in the red book. Anybody have a need?
Amazing
grace. Shall always be my song and praise.
For
it was grace. Our sister fell this morning. And she's just getting over a bad case with a flu bug. And slipped in the bathtub and hurt her back. So let's just believe. Many of you that have had back trouble, you just think with her now. Listen. You're not entertaining a thought to think. You know, you're not trying to bring back trouble back on you to say, I remember when I hurt. I remember laying in the back of the car and my wife, I've always been able to stand pain. Some of you seen me cut wide open. You've seen all kind of things happen to me. And it just doesn't mean a thing to me. But when I hurt my back and it happened, I laid in the back of the car and cried and said, get me to the doctor. Get me to somewhere. Well, see, I can remember that pain, sister. So just enter in now. With us and think about the pain and agonies that you've been through in your life with your back. Father, we love you, Lord. Father, we believe. We believe that our sister is healed. We've cried and begged for help with our back when it would hurt. Father, you always come on the scene. Lord Jesus, let a vision strike into our sister's heart. That by your stripes you we dismiss the pain, the agony. Satan, we face you with God's word. You take your hands off. This product belongs to Jesus Christ because he's alive in the heart. And then it's not just us asking against you, Satan. It's God inside of us that's taking over. You take your hands off the property of God. In Jesus' name. Just go and say, I am healed. Anybody else that have a need? Sing grace shall always be my song. Anybody else that have a need?
For it was
grace that brought my liberty. I do not know. Come and let's believe. And let's see. Our sister has problems with her back also. And let's just believe. Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. And we believe. that by your stripes our sister is healed of this condition because you've done it at Calvary. Father, let your love be made manifest in the healing atonement. Satan, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we condemn you in this hurting in the body because we have a vision of thy word that says by your stripes we are healed. And we condemn you, Satan. We ask that, Lord, you would come and take over in the place. We love you, Lord. Just go saying, I am healed. I am healed. Just say it to him. No matter what hurts, keep saying, by stripes I'm healed. So that'll settle the whole body. And anything else you need, it's taken care of. All right. Anybody else? Do you believe? Anybody else would just have a need? You're dismissed, just singing unto him as we go.
I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the throne where Jesus died for me. Count on the love, the grace, the healing soul, he loved me on my fall.